Wishing it so doesn't make it so. From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. New York Times columnist David Brooks admires today's young activists for their commitment to compassion and care while fighting issues like poverty, famine, and sex trafficking. But he also thinks young activists don't have the whole picture of how society works. Many don't understand the role of politics, government, and a well-ordered society. Quote, you can cram all the non-governmental organizations you want into a country, but if there's no rule of law and if the ruling class is predatory, then your achievements won't add up to much. Well, Brooks is right. In order to actually accomplish social justice, we can't be naive. Personal virtue, government and economic policies, and the dominant cultural worldview all matter to the success of any efforts in compassion. Come to thepointradio.org to find a link to a terrific blog post responding to Brooks' argument written by my friend Matt Anderson. Matt reminds us of where our blind spots come from, and that's important because simply wanting to help others isn't enough. For thepointradio.org, I'm John Stone Street.